Hello and welcome to Meandering Design. I'm your host of this lovely podcast and my name is Candy Christensen. I wanted to talk about the fact that I haven't podcasted in almost over a year and I ended up taking a much longer break than I anticipated and I'm excited to be back. I've been dealing with feeling fatigued and out of sorts for years. And so I kind of started letting some things go that weren't absolutely, you know, necessary for life and running a business. And I'd been telling my doctor for years that I'd been feeling fatigued, but since I have also struggled with depression pretty much my whole life, they just decided that's what it was. But the reality is I went to a functional medicine doctor and did some blood work, did a food sensitivity test, and I was really low on some vitamins that help with your energy, your output, your mental acuity, all these things. So I've been working on adding in a ton of vitamins to my life. And the other challenge I had was I tested for quite a few food sensitivities. And so I've been, over the last few months, taking a lot of food out of my diet. And I am noticing a much more positive impact in my life. I used to completely not be a morning person, and I don't really wake up first thing in the morning, but now I'm kind of like up and ready to go. I'm just starting to feel like myself again, which is really something that is quite wonderful and amazing, and I didn't realize until I started feeling better how much it had been impacting a lot of the parts of my life, and I'm really glad that I went and saw this doctor and I'm seeing results. And so hopefully this will continue and I'll be able to slowly add some of those foods back into my life that I tested sensitive for. But the reality is there will probably be some things that I won't be able to eat. Or if I eat them, I have to recognize it's going to have an impact on my health. And the reason I mention this is because, like I said, I stopped, you know, doing the podcast. I also kind of stopped doing some of the things I was interested in. And like I said, it's hard because a lot of the issues I was dealing with mimic depression, but it wasn't depression. So I'm happy to be back and I'm happy to be talking again about design and interior design and art and how we can use our homes to support our life and all the fun things. Today I actually wanted to talk about why you should hire an interior designer. And I realized that the last series I did on the podcast, I really didn't talk as much about my work as an interior designer. And I've come to interior design a little bit later in life. And I actually am a certified interior decorator. I have not gone back to school to get a degree in design. I am self-taught. And I think there are quite a few pretty famous people out there who are interior designers that are self-taught. Off the top of my head, I think Nate Berkus is one. And I know what my limitations are, but I also know what I'm really good at. And I really love design. And what I really believe is that design can change the world. I think that we're coming into an age where people are having tools in their hands, like our cell phone, like 3D printers, and they're able to create things that will solve some of the world's challenges. I mean, there are straws now that can filter out, things that cause people to get sick. There's, you know, a girl who created a way to detect cancer. Like there's so many smart people in the world that now have access to tools that only a few people had. And I just see so many things changing in our world. And I believe that we can use that same kind of thoughts and processes in design. And my goal when I come into someone's home is to give them a home that reflects who they are and, most importantly, that supports what they want to do in their life. And I'll talk about that a little bit more. So my big belief is that design can change the world, that design should support you in the life that you want to live, and that design should help you transform your life. It's definitely transformed mine. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what it is to like to work with an interior designer, or more specifically, probably my client's experience working with me. So A lot of people think that interior design is inaccessible, and I will admit that there are some interior designers who do not take on, you know, a job unless it's going to pay them, you know, $5,000 or more. I'm not that interior designer. I really like to work with clients who have a clear idea of what their budget is, even if it's only $500. So, for example, I had someone contact me recently, and she was apologizing for her very small budget. And I said, there is no need to apologize. You're very clear on what you have, and I'm going to be very clear on what I can give you for that. So I may not be able to come in and decorate the whole home, but I can come in, and I know she's having challenges with layout. I can help you solve for that problem. I can help you, you know, change out your layout and give you some guidance in some other areas. I won't be able to come in and completely design everything from top to bottom for that budget, but I know what I can do to help. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is that you see sometimes on design shows, and you'll have a decorator that comes in or a designer that comes in, and it's like, everything must go. It's my way. It's how I want it to look. And I don't work that way at all. I truly believe that you do not have to get rid of everything that's in your home in order to create a beautiful and lovely home. So I definitely work with things that clients have. I recently worked with a client that had a really great dining room set, but it was a little bit dated. And it was their grandparents, and so they couldn't get rid of it. It was sort of this piece that had traveled with the family, and we found ways to make it work. So it was a really dark, heavy buffet that had shelves and this big ornate doors that closed them off. And by taking off the doors, it opened up the piece. And on top of that, we lined the back with like temporary wallpaper that was a light pattern to add some brightness to this very dark, heavy, ornate piece of furniture. We also changed the floor plan a little bit so that that wasn't the piece that kind of sucked all the energy out of the room. And those small changes made a huge impact, and it meant that she didn't have to get rid of the furniture. She could embrace it, but at the same time, make it work for the lifestyle and the way she lives today, which I also think is really important. So I don't dictate what clients need to do. I will admit that sometimes I may push clients a little bit outside of their comfort zone and offer up some ideas that they may not have thought of and that initially they may think are a little too on the edge, but I've had some clients embrace what I have suggested, and it has turned out beautifully. And they're grateful that they kind of tested the waters a little bit with their design style. So I really believe in using what you have. I believe that it can be within your budget, that it doesn't have to be something that, you know, causes you to go into debt. I do think though that if you're embarking on working on interior design or hiring an interior designer, that you should be clear as to what your budget is. When I have a set budget, it means that I have parameters that help me figure out what are the absolute needs within the home and what we can kind of play with. There may be times where, you know, your budget is tight today, so I can come in and give you floor plans and guidance, and then you can purchase things as you save up for them. So my goal is really to support people where they are at in their life and how they want to live. The other thing I really help with is helping people figure out what their style is. I know that sometimes, you know, it can be really overwhelming when you start shopping, especially, you know, in this day and age, we have so many options. It's almost like you get decision fatigue. Just even thinking about sometimes going to the grocery store and standing in the peanut butter aisle, and there's just so many options that it's really hard to make a decision. And that's what I help with. I help you hone in on what your design style is, what it is you're drawn to, what you want to be surrounded with. I also help with figuring out favorite colors and colors that you want within the house to complement each other. I'll admit, color is one of my absolute favorite things. And I had somebody once, and they ended up not being a client, I had somebody once call me and say they wanted me to show up at the door because the painters were coming in a few hours with paint samples and that they wanted just white in the house. But there are so many shades of white that it was not possible for me to show up sight unseen with a perfect paint color. And I think I'm going to have to do a whole separate podcast on how to pick paint color. It can be overwhelming, but it also can be a lot of fun to play with color and use it in a way to enhance your life. So I love helping people figure out what their style is. I also really believe that you can mix styles. So my style is actually a bit of mid-century modern and Victorian, which sounds kind of completely polar opposites, but yet they work together because the Victorian has such heavy kind of curly, crazy lines, and the mid-century modern has such clean lines that those two work well together. I don't know if I'd embrace an all Victorian aesthetic for my home. That might be a little bit too much. One of the other things I really find people need assistance with is a floor plan. Because especially if you live in an old house or an old apartment building, you know, we've got some of these funky layouts in these older buildings and sometimes even in newer buildings, you know, bay windows, or I have my living room. There's only one area that the couch can really go because the rest is doorways to other parts of the house. So how do you lay something out so that it flows nicely throughout the apartment and people feel, you know, welcome that they can come in and sit down, and yet that it's functional? Like, where do you put the dining table in a room, and where can you put the buffet, and what do you do when a room is tight and small? I had a client recently who really, really wanted a chaise couch, but she didn't have enough room in the space to, you know, support what is typically a chaise couch, which is kind of longer, and then you've got, you know, the chaise that comes out on the side. And I was having a heck of a time finding something that would work, but I know she really wanted it. And I ended up finding a really great apartment-sized couch that was a little bit smaller, and it had an ottoman. And the ottoman worked to make it look like it was a chaise. And she was ecstatic, and it fit the place really well. But sometimes you do have to kind of think outside of the box to make something work. And that's one of the things I am pretty good at, if I have to say. The other part I love about helping people with interior design is either the treasures that they have in their own home or helping them find unique items for their home. I really love shopping for handmade items or vintage items. I'm really lucky to be in Chicago, so I have access to so many shops that have handmade and vintage, but also, you know, the online community is amazing these days. You know, shops like Etsy have a ton of handmade, wonderful things you can choose from, and they also have a really great vintage options. So just because you don't live in an area that might have those options readily available, you know, turn to the internet because you can find quite a few things. I've also gotten a lot of my stuff for myself off of Craigslist, and I think most of the items in my house are probably secondhand or something I got for my family. So that also is one of those things that helps with the budget. If you're willing to look at secondhand or vintage items, you're going to let that budget's going to go a little bit further. So that's my goal, to bring something unique and special into your home. The other thing I find is that getting across the finish line for a space can be challenging. You might have been able to find, you know, a carpet and the furniture, but just finishing a space and making it feel cozy and warm and welcoming and a little bit styled, and that it reflects your personality and who you are, that's sometimes hard to do. And I'll even admit that I struggle with it. I'm still trying to style out my dining room and living room, and I kind of just move things from room to room until I feel like things are good. And I think I'm almost there in the dining room, but I know I have a little bit more yet to do in the living room. But those finishing touches, like curtains and art and you know, the little accessories and things that make people want to kind of come into your home and touch things and learn about you. Not touch you, just touch your things. So finishing touches, that final level of styling is one of my favorite things to do. So I offer kind of a hybrid plan. Some people who have a tighter budget and maybe need a longer time frame, I can come in and give them, you know, a furniture plan, a mood board, and a floor plan layout so that they know where everything needs to go. And then my favorite thing to do, though, is to take clients from the beginning where we hone in on their style, how it is they want a room to function, what it is they want to be doing in this room, and what they want to be. And I don't say this facetiously, like, what do they want to be doing with their life? And I'll get back to that in a second. And I take them through, you know, the floor plan and that initial mood board to see, is this the path, you know, are we on the right path? Sometimes I revise that, but 9 times out of 10, I have a pretty good ability at figuring out what your design style is the first time around. And then I help you with picking out furniture, ordering furniture, all of the other bits and pieces that go to make up a room, styling, art. And then I come and I actually style out the place, put everything in place, and hang art for you so that you have this home that is just ready and raring to go. So I keep kind of touching on this thing where I talk about wanting to support the way that people live. And one example I can think of is if you want to be, you know, running a business out of your home, yet you live in a small apartment or small house, how is it that we can create a space for you to get your work done? How can we create a zone that's just for you? Or another example is if you have, you know, a sunroom or a dining room, yet you never entertain and that space is wasted, but at the same time, you really want to be painting. So let's turn that space into a studio. Another example is if you want to spend more time with your family, yet your dining room is a bit of a mess and it's just kind of become a catch-all for things because you don't have, you know, a good dining space, or you don't have a good space for all those things that kind of end up being dumped on a dining room table. So that's my primary goal, like, is to give you a home that is beautiful and styled, but at the same time, that helps you live and helps you live the way that you want to live, not the way, you know, someone who believes the way that you should live. So I look at this very much like a collaborative process. I look at it as needing quite a bit of communication and input from my clients. And I'm pretty sure anyone who's worked with me would agree that that's how I work. So my goal is to give you a home that you love coming home to at the end of the day. I want people to walk into the door of their home and feel at peace and like they can do the things that they love to do. So don't feel intimidated by hiring an interior designer, but I do highly recommend that you really sit down and think through what your budget is, the reality of what your budget is today, what you can spend today, and maybe what you can save up for down the road. So that you can maybe get some of the other pieces later. I would also really look at what that interior designer is putting out. So I actually blog quite a bit, or I podcast. You want to make sure that that person's a good match for you. You want to make sure that their values align with your values. And I think most importantly, you want this process to be something that's comfortable and kind of fun. It shouldn't be stressful. My goal is that you don't be stressed about this, and I'll help you with that decision fatigue. So I hope that helps you understand a little bit more about what an interior designer can do for you, and also how I work as an interior designer. And I would love for you to go to meanderingdesign.com. And if you are interested in working with me, there's a contact form on there. Or if you're not sure if you want to work with me yet, go ahead and sign up for my newsletter, because I send out a newsletter with some styling tips and how-tos. So Thank you so much for joining me today on this podcast, and hopefully I'll be recording another one soon. Thanks. Bye.